This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, as we draw closer to the last 10 nights of Ramadan, from the 21st night, there is something known as i'tikaf, that is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's his way. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to spend some time in the masjid. He spent 10 nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in the masjid and didn't come out except for necessity. And it is said that towards the end, in the last year, he spent more than that. The narration makes mention of 20 nights. Now, it is called i'tikaf, where a person goes into, it's not seclusion, but they go into the masjid and they would remain in this place of worship with the idea of it serving as a spiritual retreat for the person. There may be others with that person, but the idea is to develop taqwa and the consciousness of Allah, seek the forgiveness of Allah, and more than anything else, find the night of decree, or Laylatul Qadr. If Laylatul Qadr is said to be one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, most likely one of the last odd nights from the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and most likely towards the end or the second half of the last 10 nights. So it would make it 25, 27, perhaps 29, but it does not mean it's not going to be the 21st. Sometimes even maybe the even nights, according to some of the narration. So if the 21st night sets in as the sun is setting and you're opening your fast, you go into the masjid and you make sure that you've taken whatever necessities you have, you're going to remain in there in constant acts of worship for the next 10 nights. It may just be 9 if the moon is sighted. You have one day less and you still have a full reward of having had those last 10 nights within i'tikaf. So i'tikaf, or holding yourself within a masjid for the sake of Allah with certain conditions, is definitely a sunnah. It is sunnah to the degree that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has taught it. Some of the scholars actually say it is sunnah al-kifaya, which means the community should have someone doing this i'tikaf in the masjid. It's amazing because as you spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the place of worship, your connection with Allah should be increased. It should develop. You're going to spend your time doing constructive things. You minimize worldly activity. People ask, am I allowed to take my mobile phone? The answer is yes, you can, on condition that you don't sit all night playing games, because then you're defeating the purpose. But if there's a necessity, you want to find out something, perhaps someone wants to ask you an important question, perhaps someone wants, you want to order a charity, or you want to instruct someone to give a charity on your behalf, or you want to make a charity nowadays, you can do it from your phone on the mobile apps where you can send money and so on. So you would be engaging in an act of charity while in i'tikaf. What did you leave for? I left only for necessity. Number one, I leave if I need to relieve myself. Number two, I would leave if I need to bath or shower. Number three, I would leave if the masjid doesn't allow me to consume food within the masjid. I can go out into the courtyard or to the nearest place to actually eat some food and come back. And I will not waste time. I'm not going to laugh and joke. I'm going to try to minimize whatever worldly distractions usually distract me in my life. Similarly, I'm going to ponder over my condition. Who am I? Where am I? What have I achieved? What am I achieving? What would I like to achieve? And what am I supposed to be achieving? All of this is part and parcel of the teachings connected to this beautiful i'tikaf. So if I'm pondering over my condition and I realize my weaknesses. I need to develop this. I need to develop this. You become conscious of it. You could make a note of it, whether it is mental or on your phone or in a notebook. And you could start planning how you're going to change the things you need to change in your life, the bad habits you have. The i'tikaf gives you an opportunity to be serious about it. Although it doesn't mean that you need to wait for a moment of i'tikaf in order to change your bad habits. That should be happening anyway. But I'm explaining to you the benefit of this i'tikaf. You're going to be reciting Quran. You're going to be learning. You're allowed to attend online lessons of a religious nature to expand your knowledge. You can listen to lectures. This is why I say you can take your phone with you. You can listen to something that is beneficial. You can have lessons and so much more. You can even give lessons. You can even talk to people in a group that may not all be in the masjid with you, but through the technology that you have, if it is reminding them of Allah and it is connected to something to do with your growth and taqwa, and something that's going to empower them, then why not? It's very beneficial. So as you ponder over your weaknesses and so on, and methods of improving what you need to quit, what you're promising Allah that you're going to quit this, and so on, and you're increasing your prayer, your nafila, your voluntary prayer, your sunnah prayer, and it becomes such that Allah makes it easy for you to soften up and change your life. Change your life. You come out of that i'tikaf after 10 days, and inshallah, so much goodness will be showered upon you by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, your duties unto Allah, you start promising Allah, I'm not going to miss a prayer. I'm not going to, for example, bad mouth people. I'm going to abstain from backbiting. I'm going to abstain from abusing people. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to control my temper. I'm going to make sure that I become helpful. I'm going to do this and do that. These are promises, resolutions that you are making. And you think about them. Like I said, you jot them down. And you make a note of them somehow. And you constantly look at it. This is what I need to do for the sake of Allah. And I'm engaging in dhikr. All the sunnah acts that you can engage in, the subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, after your prayers, after your farad, the other adhkar of the morning and the evening, and you're learning and you're expanding your knowledge. You might want to spend time memorizing certain surahs and Quranic verses, memorizing hadith, memorizing something important. You might want to spend some time learning the meanings of the Quran. All of that is beautiful. When you spend those 10 nights in i'tikaf, it is life-changing. And the best part of it is you will not miss Laylatul Qadr by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the night of decree, which is said to be better than 1,000 months, is one of those nights. And you're there every night worshipping Allah, crying to Him, engaging in voluntary prayer, extra prayer, doing your acts of worship, promising Allah to change, and seeking the forgiveness of Allah. Seeking the forgiveness of Allah is something unique that happens for a mu'takif. A mu'takif is a person who is in i'tikaf, called a mu'takif. So if you're a mu'takif and you should be seeking the forgiveness of Allah and you're serious about it, it softens you. It softens you in a unique way. And you become closer to Allah. You feel His closeness and you feel that He hears you. He listens. He responds. It's amazing. So this is a beautiful encouragement to say, at least once in your life, you try out this i'tikaf and engage and participate in it and see how there will come a time when you'll want to do it again and again. I know in some of the masjids that I'm acquainted with, sometimes the same people come back for i'tikaf almost every year or every other year. And one of the reasons is they have tasted a sweetness that they need to come back for. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It's just amazing. And you know, when you read the hadith that says iman has a sweetness, that taste of it is such that when you taste it, you begin to enjoy whatever Allah has instructed you to do. And you become such a beautiful person. You start becoming conscious of others. Don't for a moment think that I've become holier than other people. Rather, you be in competition with yourself, your old self. I'm a better person than myself yesterday. I'm a better person than I was earlier today. That's what an achievement is. And yes, if someone is engaging in charity and reading Quran, you can compete with them in the sense that you tell yourself, if this guy is reading one juz, I'm going to read two. If this guy is given $10, I'm going to give 20. If this guy is made so many nafila or voluntary prayer, I'm going to do more. So yes, in that way, you istibaqul khairat, meaning to compete with each other in doing good deeds. That's there. But you don't compete with each other in thinking that you are holier than everyone else now, because that is defeating the entire purpose. May Allah Almighty grant us strength. So my brothers and sisters, seeking the forgiveness of Allah during i'tikaf is one thing. Similarly, I must introduce you to something you probably know. I can reintroduce you to it. It's the most powerful dua that you can read if you were to witness Laylatul Qadr. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if I witness this month, this night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, so what should I say? He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. That goes to show that the biggest thing you could achieve from Laylatul Qadr is forgiveness. Freedom from hellfire, that's what it is. And you ask for that forgiveness. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. You are forgiving, you love to forgive. Now, tuhibbul afwa means you love to forgive. Ponder for a moment what that means. Allah loves to forgive. No matter what you've done, He says, I love to forgive. You sinned, I love to forgive. I'm going to forgive you. Seek that forgiveness and turn to Allah Almighty and see how Allah changes your life. So here we go, my brothers and sisters. This is a beautiful encouragement. Engage in that i'tikaf. Yes, you need to be in the condition of fasting. So you can't do this particular i'tikaf outside of Ramadan. Has to be within Ramadan. It's a sunnah. And you have to fulfill the rules and regulations. Perhaps you can see some details elsewhere and learn a little bit more about this. May Allah bless you all. أقول قولي هذا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.